An ordained priest for over 35 years, current pastor of Most Precious Blood Church, faculty member at St. John Fisher College, and casual bystander, Father Bill Graff, reports no decrease in the number and or variety of sin these days.
There's plenty of sin. All you have to do is read the newspaper or watch the news at night or watch what's going on around us.
But the numbers seeking absolution for their sins seem to be in decline, and Graff believes people may be making up their own minds and judging just exactly what sin is.
It's a whole change in lifestyle. I mean, we very seldom hear people taking responsibility for what they've done wrong. I hear much more, well, it's because of mass media, it's because of what I read in the newspaper, it's because of the movies that I'm seeing, it's because society's forcing me to do things like that, or everybody else is doing it. And I just look at some of the sitcoms and the lifestyles that are being modeled, and the same thing in sports. And then I wonder why young people are making the decisions that they're doing, because they're seeing the models failing. And I think this is true right across the board.
Also a veteran of hearing thousands of confessions, the chancellor for the Diocese of Rochester, Father Kevin McKenna, agrees not as many parishioners are coming in for confession, especially the auricular meeting, the one-on-one sessions. But the church is encouraged by the hundreds who attend the general confession gatherings for absolution, where people have the option of meeting separately with a priest. Father McKenna.
A larger communal celebration where a whole community of people come together in the church to celebrate it. And there's an opportunity given by the priest to reflect with the community on what might be areas that they need to grow in or to be conscious of, to think about in terms of the relationship with God and the relationship with their neighbor. People go to the individual priest to receive what we call absolution or forgiveness of their sins. They speak to the priest about their areas of concern.
The Second Vatican Council of the 1960s brought on major changes in Roman Catholicism. The Latin language was largely removed from the service, and the people were encouraged to participate more in the worshiping ceremonies. Father McKenna says the sacrament of confession also has undergone change. Today's penance may be helping out at home or at a neighbor's more, doing something positive, a kind word here and there, and not five Hail Marys and Our Fathers. And there is an option other than visiting the small enclosed compartment known as the confessional.
There's been a very significant change in terms of the manner in which it's celebrated. And I think people feel much more comfortable now in this setting where there's an area where they can come and sit down. And it's usually made into a very relaxed type of a setting and atmosphere. And it's more conversational in tone. There's some back and forth and give and take between the priest and the confessor, and they can kind of talk about those areas of concern and work constructively towards, you know, where do we go from here.
Father Bill Graff says despite discouragement, he's convinced more than ever that the sacrament of confession is needed, that people are hurting, in need of forgiveness, and want somebody to talk to. But who people turn to, that's what counts.
If we were to look, comparatively speaking, to the number of therapists and counselors today as opposed to 40 years ago, I dare say that it's doubled, because people really are looking for help. So I think that some people are going to therapists now and maybe trying to work out some of their problems that way, where they used to go to confession. And it seems to me that maybe what we haven't done, maybe we haven't preached enough about it, maybe we haven't talked enough about it, maybe we haven't made the celebrations of the sacrament such that people are attracted to it.
Father Bill Graff and Father Kevin McKenna of the Rochester Catholic Diocese.